WSCX 313 Mobile. WSDX 313 Mobile. WSDX 313 clear.
WSDJ 347 monitoring. WRXX 102, good morning, everybody. WRSX 102, just shouting out, good morning. WRXX 102, just reaching out to say good morning.
WSBY 676 to 690.
WRXX 102, trying to reach out to WRZP 544 Bob. WRXX 102, radio check. WRXX 102, radio check.
out to plant the microphones. This is WSBQ 996 monitoring this channel.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 887.
Hey, 887, go ahead.
Yeah, so there's been a lot of static and stuff on this, so I shut it off. So I'm glad to see it's working.
I didn't get that. I'm not sure you're going to be able to copy this at all where I'm located right now. 887, do you copy?
I copy.
We're just talking with the plumbers here, so I'm going to have to get back in there. I mean, am I coming through okay right now?
Yes, you are. 887, I'll be on standby.
All righty, WSBS 311.
WRNW 329, monitoring.
Morning, Randall. WRZP 544.
Hey, good morning. How you doing up there this morning? With Sheboygan there, Bob. How you doing this morning?
On the ground, and looks to be another nice day up here. It's 69 degrees now, and we're looking at maybe 78, 79 today. So, yeah, all in all, it's a good day. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Supposed to be at work, but we kind of extended the weekend another day, trying to get some projects done. I didn't. I fell behind on.
Roger that. Been there, done that, and have the t-shirt. Doing that myself, playing catch-up after 2 years this summer. So I'm just not getting back on my feet pretty good. So I got some window painting to do around here, window sill paint outside there, and gutters to clean before all winter sets in. So, yep, checking off the honey-do list here as well.
Copy that. We had a family reunion that weekend, at a camp out for the weekend, so got in late last night, got a whole lot of things to do, so I figured just stay home and add another day. Not a big project, though, just maybe clean up stuff, put stuff away. So I'll try to enjoy the rest of the day. Copy.
Copy that. It's like that old adage, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time, brother. Yeah, take the day, enjoy yourself, and glad you had a good reunion. And do stay safe there, brother. You're not missing a thing here. I might go do a little kayaking here later this afternoon if I get things done. So we'll give a holler if we hit the water. Take care. Always a pleasure, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Clear and monitoring on your final, sir.
Bob, nice talking to you. Stay safe out there in the kayak. Enjoy your morning. Hopefully have a good afternoon. Talk to you again. WRNW 329, Rick Cliff.
Three 329, WIUG 48.
I got you loud and clear. Morning to you.
Well, good morning to you too. How you doing?
I'm doing good this morning, Jack. Doing good. So I'm doing a few things. Supposed to be at work, but I played a little hooky today.
Hey, Tim, let me tell you something. When you go over that way next time, I'm not going to say where. You know where you were yesterday. You have to have 2-watt radio, and it has to be okay by the Canadian government. It's on the back. When you open the back where the battery says okay by the government. The only thing, when you go there, you can use your ham radio. You can talk to anybody here with a ham radio, but not GMRS. That's why I couldn't talk to you. I didn't want you to get into trouble. Roger?
Copy that. You say something where the battery is. Which battery? Open it up where the battery is.
Yeah, and a handheld. When you have a handheld, open up the back of the battery. It has to be okay by Canada. That's all I know. I know from that manufacturer. You know, I checked into it before you came, GMRS, from Professor. But he said, do me a favor. He said, before you go there, I told you exactly what to do. But I found out you got to have 2-watt radio. Because over there, they don't use GMRS. The only way they use is GMRS for business. Roger?
I copy that. They don't have no kind of repeaters with GMRS over there. And I know some of the businesses use the GMRS frequency, I guess. It's pretty quiet when I go over there. You know, I want to hear this side coming back.
Yeah, about 2 months ago, somebody was on Lake Erie from Canada, and he was talking to us here, me and Sean. And we told him we cannot talk to you. He didn't even have a license, GMRS license. But last year, it was a guy from Kentucky, and right here in Windsor. And we told him, and he said, yeah, I have everything. I wrote the law, and it's an FCC law. They say you gotta have 2-watt radio when you go to Canada. Not only that, it has to be approved by Canadian government.
I'll copy that. I was just out having a little fun, family reunion over there. Had my radios on. Doing a little bit of monitoring between all the noise. But it got in late last night. Well, I'll have to look into that and see what you're talking about over there on their rules.
Yeah, Tim, that's why I don't see nobody. See, I don't mind talking to Canadians. I talk to them all day. You know what I mean? But I can't. And that's the problem. It's only here. But somewhere else in the United States, you can talk because they're too far from the border. That's why.
Yeah, well, I don't think they have GMRS license over there that I know of, because they don't have any towers.
Well, see, I think some they do there, you know what I mean? But because the business out that way, that's what they use. The GMRS, they use that. But I don't know how they have their tower or anything like that. I don't know. I never got into that at all. And I don't want to get into that because it's not my business to know what the towers is and all that. You know what I mean? Unless you got to talk to the Canadian government down there, and that's hell.
I copy that. I I lived over there for like 35 years, was raised over there, actually probably about 40. I've never ever heard of the GMRS over there at all. Everything else but that, I'll look into it, see what we got going on. I got the dual citizenship, so if I need a license over there or whatever, I need to get approved, I'll check it out.
No, you don't need a license for the GMRS down there. You just use your license, but that's what I was telling you. You have to be on 2-wire radio. I have one to have 2-wire radio here, but it's not going to do you any good because, you know what, I don't know if it's going to reach or not. You know, that doesn't go that far. And I'm here in Rochester Hills. I can get into Mount Clemens for that 2-watt, but it's not a clear.
I copy. Yeah, I'm not sure how far I can dial my radio, my handheld down to, but I can actually, from where I'm located, I can actually see the Renaissance, but I'm about 25 miles south of that.
Well, next time, take your handheld and look mine out anyhow. You know what I mean? Just say, you know, you the same radio, but that's what I said. You can put it on 2-watt. I think that does that. Your Ocean, something like that, I think radio that does that. I'm not sure. You have to check this. You have to check it because I don't have none of these here. And check it and see, and if you can get it, take it with you there.
Yeah, I always have a handheld with me. Only problem, I didn't have my Nagoya antenna on there. I just had the factory stock one on it. So it wasn't doing too well there. Over.
Yeah, well, don't think, you know, I don't want to talk to you or anything like that, Tim. I hope not. Roger?
Yeah, sure, good idea.
I copy. Now, there's another station out there. I'm not sure if somebody keyed up. Go ahead. There's another station out there. WRNW 329.
Yes,
please. Now, I didn't make out what you're saying. You're a little low out there. Try it again.
Your call sign. What is your call sign? I know mine, and I always put on mine, and I think you know mine. But put out your call sign. I want to see who the heck you are.
CR549.
You got to give the whole call sign, not halfway. Well, Tim, see, that's why, you know what, it's just not worth to talk on this, on the GMRS. And I told you that before, anyhow. Take care, have a good day. WREG, 88, clear.
Hi, Jack. I'm not out here making, I don't know what's going on out there. I did hear some other stations keying up. I can't make out all of what they're saying anyway, but all good on my end, Jack. We'll talk to you a little later. Have yourself a fine day. WRNW 329. Right there.
Take it, 544.
These norms, they use
WRNW 288. Copy, Bob. Station IJ 544. WIET, please.
USDM 993 monitoring.
H780, is radio getting out there?
SBM 993.
I guess you're doing that right, 993.
Boynton County, just
I thought their station kind of broken up.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, you're making it up here just
now. Sure that, thank you. WSBM 993, clear.
Roger that. WRZP 544.
WSAH 780 Flat Rock, is this radio getting out?
Flat Rock, your radio's doing its job here in Sheboygan County, sir. WRZP 544.
All right, sounds good. Thank you there, 544 Sheboygan. That's Bob, I believe. All right, sounds good. We're ready for a beautiful sun-drenched 80 degrees today in beautiful downtown Flat Rock. We'll soak these days up while we can. It's driving range, 2:18 in the morning.
Roger that. We're looking at the same here today. Right now it's a little overcast, but it's expected to burn off. And then the rest of the week, we're going to be in the 80s, high 80s there as well. So, yep, living the dream. Enjoy the 18 holes and be safe down there. Hey, by the way, what radio are you running there?
I am using the T-Tech 50V2. I currently have it set for 20 watts, which means I'm probably running about 15. And I'm using a mag mount antenna on a cookie sheet out on my deck.
Roger that on the cookie sheet. I have a setup similar to that elsewhere. All right. Like I say, get out there and hit the links and enjoy, and we'll do it again. And again, you're sounding good there. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob. Take care now.
Very good, 544. Appreciate you come back and report on what it sounds like. Sounds good. Have a good day. This is Matt Flatrock, WSAH 780. I'll be standing by.
WSBQ 713 for a radio check out of Mobile.
WRZP 5.
Thank you, WSBQ
WSBM 993 is monitoring.
WSAG 266. Mobile.
Afternoon, 266. How's the mobile going?
4-4. Hold one. I gotta move my antenna mount. I am not getting you real well. Stand by one. WSAG 266 mobile. Let's try this again.
Mobile, WRZP 544. Loud and clear. A little bit of static to be expected.
Yeah, thanks for waiting, 544. I had my antenna mount down in the bed of my truck, and let's just say it wasn't doing the job for me, so I had to get it up and put it on the cab of the truck, and working a lot better for me now.
Roger that. It sounds like you got a window maybe, but like as I said, you're readable and some, you understand you're hitting your repeaters. Yeah, keep doing what you're doing, brother. Roger.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm actually parked right now, getting ready to go pick up some fuel, but I think it's maybe truck noise. So how's your day going so far?
Any better, it'd probably be illegal. Living the dream up here. Another beautiful day. High 70, maybe 80. Beautiful breeze. All systems go, Roger.
Copy that. Had a chance to spend some time out in the woods this morning picking up sticks, and it is a great day to be out and doing things, there's no doubt.
Yeah, roger that. And I'm going to get out and do some kayaking this afternoon, maybe a little fishing along the way, so I get my honey-do list and get out the Radio Shack. Enjoy your day, sir, and be safe. Always a pleasure to have you in my receive there. WRZP 544, mobile safely, sir.
Yeah, roger all that, 544. Hey, have a great trip out there on the kayak, and hope you catch a big one. And you have a great day and enjoy it. This is don't get much better than this. WSAG 266, monitoring.
WSBY-676, WR-Victor-Victor-690.
WSBS 311, this is WSBN 887. WSBS 311, this is WSBN 887.
We had a spike like that. But at no point on this graph
WSPS 386, Mobile.
WRMZ 294.
WRBY 660 mobile.
Yeah, I thought that was you. WRMZ 294.
Where? Here or there?
I don't know. I heard your voice. I just didn't know where you were.
Hopefully it wasn't me yelling, because I think my speaker probably got bumped when I was trying to get my truck to shut up.
No, I didn't hear that. I just didn't know if you were on this side or the other side.
I try to start on the other side, but then it's rare that I get anyone to come back to me.
Yeah, there's a little lulls on, over there, and people just aren't monitoring things like they used to. And I sometimes have the radio on. Like now I have my radio on, but most of the day it's kind of off.
Yeah, I get it, especially during the work day. I'm just now leaving the office, which I say just now, it's actually an early day. But I'm testing out the signal stick mag mount that I got from Anthony with the little Diamond RH77 BNC on it. So far it seems pretty good.
Very good. Yeah, I've got a BNC. I bought theirs. They have a mag mount with a BNC on the end of it, and you can put it on. Problem is, when I was using it, was the winter, and it was the non-weather signal stick, so it just limped over. It was funny. And you'd think the cold air would make things more, molecules more bind together, but I guess not.
So I'm thinking that the fiberglass jacket is what causes it to be flexible and rigid, and it's just a super flexible wire inside. So I guess that makes sense. If that jacket's getting cold and it starts to shrink, and there's no, it's not as tall as it used to be. I don't know. That's why I just bought another, I have two of them, but I bought one to just leave in the truck and trash and not care about those 77 CAs, because they're $22, and they're 15 or 16 inch width. They do all right.
Yeah, I'm on a signal stick right now. It's the longer one though. I haven't tried the shorter one. The shorter one definitely doesn't receive as well, but we would expect that because the longer width's got more gain to it. But yeah, so far I like this one. It's orange, so I got it on a black radio. Looks kind of cool.
I have the exact same one for my VX6R. That's why I bought it, because I got a couple orange buttons on that radio. I'm like, I'm going to get the orange signal stick to match it.
WRVG 374.
Go ahead.
I just heard a stranger on the air. Is that Dakota? This is Anthony.
so far it's pretty damn good. It held up to 82 miles an hour this morning.
I missed that. There was some interference with some other people. I'm on I-75. There's some other people talking. Just go ahead and cycle around and pick me up when you guys are, when I'm in order.
Go ahead, Dave. Pick it up.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. There's been a, I've noticed when I'm driving up here, folks on Channel 8. I'll have, I have channel 8 in my PMG mode on the radio, just listening, and you'll be amazed at how many people use channel 8.
Yeah, there's 696 in like 12 mile. There's maybe a business or something that uses something close to some GMRS frequencies, or they are using GMRS frequencies, and I pick them up almost every day.
There is, I want to say it's, I think it's Dunham's, it might be Dunham's or Lowe's in Chesterfield that I'm pretty sure they operate on, or no, it might be, I don't know, there's a business in Chesterfield, I'm pretty sure it's Dunham's, they operate on this frequency.
Yeah, and they're allowed to. I mean, they probably just have a tone
belt
on it, but
surprised
they haven't noticed the repeater coming in occasionally on their walkie-talkie.
Yeah, that would make sense to go to, there's a Lowe's at 12 and 75, so it would make sense that I'd pick them up as I was driving by.
I'm a good, what is it called, radio, I'm a good licensed GMRS operator, there we go, Jesus, it's been a minute since I even called myself an operator. So I program the FRS stuff with the correct, you know, bandwidth and power settings into my radio for those occasions.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you're not supposed to use the mobile mobile power on 8. I think it's like 1 through, I forgot, was it 8 through 14? You're only supposed to do a half a watt, and they're meant for HTs. So, but you can listen, of course. But yeah, I just drive around listening and hear stuff over there. But mostly, I'm on the on the repeater if I'm using GMRS.
Yeah, I'm try to stick mostly on the ham repeaters, but when I'm always monitoring GMRS, and when I hear people talking, especially people I know, I make sure I chime in. So, Dakota, how's that radio treating you? Are you liking it?
Yeah. I haven't tinkered a lot with it, but, like, it was kind of like picking up an old cell phone, if that makes any sense. Like, it was super easy to figure out and navigate, and, I bought RT systems just because that makes everything easier. But it's like my it's my only really, it's not my only, but it's my main UHF, VHF. And I'm down to 5 HTs. One of them is a KG935G, and the other is an RT3S. So, like, it's really the best radio I have right now, but I might be buying an 891, so we'll see.
Funny, I thought you already bought it. Anyways, I'm going to bow out. I'll let you and Anthony catch up because you guys haven't chatted as much. So I'll be listening. I got to go down to the basement anyway, so I'm not going to be able to transmit. So I will catch you guys later. WRMZ 294, be monitoring.
It was good talking to you. Yeah, Dakota, I turned the radio on as you guys were talking about the antennas. You're running a signal stick on there, and do you have the one for the mag mount for your truck? Are you running that right now?
Yeah, I got the signal stick mag mount I got from you, and I've got a Diamond RH77CA on it, so they're such cheap whips with so much beam that I bought another one just to leave in the truck because the one I had was already getting, like, rusty, so I was like, this is the perfect antenna to not care about. So it's working all right. I'm northbound 53 at almost 23-mile road, and I've been on an HT since I left my office.
That's pretty awesome. You know, as I've been driving around lately on different repeaters, man, you guys that live north of 696 are so stinking lucky. Like, I don't know what it is, if there's like a geographical thing or what, but man, I can't hit a ham repeater from my house with an HD. You know, every once in a while I get lucky with the wind blowing the right way, but like, you know, I was thinking the other day, you guys had awesome radio, and like, it doesn't make sense for me. I need a mobile to get into anything. But, you know, Sean always says, oh, there's a dead spot by you. It really is.
Doesn't work. There's just so much more interference, so many more buildings, and your elevation starts dipping. My new house, dude, it's like I'm on top of the world when it comes to the radio. I have no interference anywhere, and the beauty is I can pretty much stand in my yard on an HT and talking to Romeo. I can't give him a call. That's really, really, really far, but it's pretty sweet. I can't get Richmond either. At least I haven't tried Richmond outside, but yeah. That's kind of what made me realize that I could get by with this for the time being, mainly because I don't want to put a mobile in this new truck just yet, especially after, like, mounting an antenna on the Tacoma. Like, I did have some paint scratching in my old work car. Like, I was like, I don't want to go through all that again. So, plus, majority of the time, if I was local, I was rolling around on 5 watts anyway. Very rarely was I on medium or high power unless I was, like, way, way out there.
Yeah, I'm starting to lose you a little bit. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm on a level, so. Yeah, man, I know Sean and I have talked many times about hopefully at some point getting something down by me. It would be awesome if it happened. I can get into the GMRS repeater in Detroit when I'm standing out in my driveway, so it's not bad with an HD. But anything else, man, it's just a detriment. It's a real bummer.
Think about the guys out west who can literally just pretty much be anywhere and hit a repeater 20 miles away with an HD because it's all flat, wide open land.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy, right? Or even think, like, those guys could probably do some pretty long-distance simplex, you know, where... Here, I'm trying to get simplex. I'm lucky on an HT to get a mile, 2 miles on simplex, and, you know, in my neighborhood. But you get on the plane, not really any trees or anything, you probably get 15, 20 miles simplex.
Well, yeah, there's plus even further out west, there's those guys that do soda, and they get, you know, contact all over the place with some VHF, which I know that's a little bit of a different ballgame. You're climbing a mountain or some sort of peak. But, yeah, I know. I'm very happy that where I live, I can at least do some repeaters. I mean, it's not like I'm going to replace a cell phone with it, right? Like, I'm not going to take my radio ever and be like, oh, I can get a hold of everybody. But most of the places I go, I come in. In earshot of a repeater. My office, I mean, I can hit pretty much any repeater I want aside from the ones in north from the parking lot, which is the rubber duck. So my commute's pretty well covered. WRBY 660.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I'm glad you're back on the radio. The other day before I saw you bought that, I was like, man, I haven't talked to Dakota in a while, and I was going to shoot you a text, but then you bought the radio, and all right, I'll start talking to them again regularly. But I've got to shoot you a text. I've made a purchase or two since we last talked, so I might be making another purchase tomorrow. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, it's good to be back. I missed being on the air, and I don't know. I was mentally in a different place than my old job, where, like, I don't know, I was a grouch. I didn't want to talk to anybody. I was in my basement all the time, so I was like, all right, I'm over this. But now I have a lifespan and a social environment, so it's like, I want to talk to people, and, you know, you get close to people, like, you know, I've kept in touch with you, I've kept in touch with Greg, you, and, you know, like, last time on the radio, how we all met. So, feels good to be back, and I think I'm going to jump in to back up again this winter. And that's the other problem, too, like, when it's nice out, I'm not saying, like, this kind of weather. I hate this kind of weather. I like when it's like 60. But you know, fall, I want to go to parks and do some photo and all that stuff. So RL's got a 691 right now for like $690 for the 30 amp power supply. So I think I'm gonna get one of those and a wire and just start playing radio again, because I do miss that a lot. I just don't know how the band conditions are. I haven't really gone too far into that.
Did you sell that Zygu, whatever it was that you had also?
Yeah, I sold everything, man. I have, like, no HF gear left other than my Anderson kit and some I think I got rid of coax, too. I pretty much don't have any HF gear, so, I mean, the fortunate thing is I know what I like, so I don't have to go through the learning process of buying a bunch of crap and selling it or trading it, so... I'm gonna get an 891, because that's just, you know, the most foolproof, easy way to go bang out some contacts on an activation. I still have my 40 and 20 meter hand sticks. I'm debating on getting another MC750 vertical, but I'm probably just gonna go the wire route because I like wires. But at the same time, my new yard doesn't have any trees, so I'll probably go with vertical. I don't freaking know. But I do miss playing radio, so I intend on getting another portable HF rig.
Awesome. Let me know when you start going and doing POTAs or whatever your plan is. I haven't had a ton of opportunity this summer. I've been so busy to mess with that 891 that I bought from you. So I got a lot of learning to do, and it'd be fun if you got a new radio and, you know, right side by side start figuring it out. So, yeah, you have to let me know.
Yeah, man, for sure. We'll keep in touch on the node and all that. Like I said, I'm going to try to make it a little more of a point. If I'm driving and I don't have any phone calls to make, I'm going to jump on the radio and just throw my call out and see what's going on. But, you know, I got to justify using this shiny new radio. So I did bring my little cup holder mount for an HT, and I do have a power supply or a charger for it in here. So it's going to stay in here. I got to get a different speaker mic for it, so I'm using a Wotion one right now. It's like... I'm pretty sure if you went on eBay and bought this generic mic, it would be like $1.99.
I bet. Yeah, man, I'm intrigued. I want to know, like, in a month what you think of that radio, because I have, just like you, I've been eyeing that sucker hard since the day it came out. And I know you had the 52, you had the FT5D or whatever the ASU version is, and... you have, it sounds like you like this one the best. I mean, it's also the biggest price tag, but definitely interested.
So my opinion on those flagships, the FT5 is worthless unless you get it for $350 or less and you care about APRS and Fusion. APRS sound is really good, Fusion's really good, analog audio it's garbage, like the fact that that's their flagship radio is pathetic. The 52 is an unbelievable radio. My only gripe with that was it doesn't have a keypad, so it was all, you know, menus and macros. I don't really do a lot of DTMF stuff. I like the keypad just for quick menus, you know, function, and this key does this, versus having to go into a menu. only reason I went with this one is because I already had a 52 and I didn't want to buy another one, and I wanted a keypad, and I've been obsessing over it ever since they announced it, what, a year and a half ago. So you get 52 or you know, the new one, you're in good shape no matter which way you go. You're clear the gauge you stop. Unless it's an FT60 or a VX6R or an FT65.
Yeah, I'm going to keep my eye out and see if I come across anything, but, you know, we'll see. I would also, you know, I was thinking the other day about selling I have a couple of those Anytone. I like them, but they're nothing to write home about, and, you know, kind of like your point, like, how many stinking HDs do I need? You know, I don't know, I could probably get rid of a couple things and buy something awesome.
Yeah, if you go on the Anytone Facebook group, do those, depending on how many you got, they'll be gone for $250 in a day, $275 in a day. They're good radios. I got nothing against them. I bought one, and I ended up having to return it because I had a blown speaker, else I would have probably kept it. The form factor's there, but again, right, like the buttons, I love a keypad on a radio, and I don't know, that's just how I am, but, yeah, no, those are good rigs, but if you want to, you know, sell however many you got, if you said you got two or three of them, that'll get you into a nice radio.
For sure, yeah, I have two of the 878 pluses and one 868, and, you know, I could probably get $500-$600 out of the three of them combined, and it'd be, you know, I'd be right there, a couple $100, and I could have something like what you have, but I don't know, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll just, maybe I'll buy myself one for Christmas, we'll see what happens.
That's what I told myself, it was my birthday present, but, I remember you saying you weren't that blown away by it, which hurts my soul, because I think that's an awesome little radio, but I guess it depends, right? Like, look where I'm at. My old house, I would sit in the, in my living room on the couch with, like, a garbage antenna, and I'd get in all of it, so I guess it really just depends on how you're using it.
Yeah, it is, I'm enjoying it a lot more right now. I've had some really good experiences with it over the summer. Actually, it operated really good for me this morning. So, you know, I've changed my tone a little bit. But, you know, I guess maybe it's hyped up so much, I just wanted it to be more than it possibly can be.
Repeaters and like I could barely open one of them, and I spent like 20 minutes programming a couple radios to test them out. So it's kind of just the way it shaped down. But fortunately in our area, I mean, as long as it's for you, you're not in your house, you're pretty well covered. There's stuff everywhere. And they're usually on a network like that that's got a huge footprint.
WRVG 374. Yeah, you know, and I can't complain. You know, the coverage is solid, and if I really needed, if I really wanted to talk on an HT, I can hit the GM repeater with an HT. It's just the repeaters that I want to get on, I can't hit with an HT. So, but that's why I have a note. You know what I mean? Like, there's workarounds and ways to make it work. So I don't know if you lose power of that, I'm going to be able to hear you. All right, Dakota, I'm going to let you go. Maybe I'll catch up with you in the morning. I'll call out on FBI and on GMRS. Just before 7 o'clock, maybe. This is WRVG374 monitoring.
Alright, man, sounds good. Yeah, I don't know if I'm making it out anymore. I'm pretty far north, but I'll catch up with you later. WRVY660, I'll be there.
You must have just got on top of a hill. You came in pretty clear that time. But I'm about to pull into my driveway anyways. I'll catch up with you soon.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSBS 311, do you copy? This is WSBZ 713. That's 311, do you copy?
WQZJ 969, monitoring.
WRC Live 565, WRKE 880, Northern Michigan.
Good afternoon, 880. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Just a quick visit here. I'm actually pulled off to the side of the road. There's a clearing just south of Atlanta. We're just coming back from Atlanta right now. There's a little clearing that I hear you guys in all the time, so I figured I'd pull over and just say hello real quick, and then I'm going to be on my way.
Well, it's much appreciated. I don't know if I texted you or not or sent a message, but I do have my AM call sign, and it happens to be W8RCY, so it blends in with the other one, so it works quite well.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, you had messaged me about that a little while ago, but I'm going to jump back on the road here. Like I said, I'm just parked off to the side of the road here. I'm hoping nobody comes over the hill and doesn't see me, so congratulations again on that ham ticket, and hey, if you hear my buddy Sean out there, Big Sean, let him know that Greg said hi. WRKE 880, I'm getting back on the road, so I'm going to lose you guys. Have a good one, Donald.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I've seen Sean at breakfast in probably a couple of months. I'll look him up and see if I can get a hold of him on the radio down here and tell him you're looking for him. WRCY 565, we're clear. Tell Laura I said hello.
WSBS 311, this is WSDG 713, 311, do you copy?
WSBS 311, WSBN 87. WSBS 311, this is WSBN 87.
Well, hello, 887, go ahead.
Are you missing me? It's, what, 6:15?
I was about to dial up 911, because, I was getting concerned. You're, 3 minutes late.
So I have some dinner for you, if you're hungry. If not, you can eat tomorrow. And I'm going to get moving, so I'm going to be done here. And, yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, you had a late one. What, you had some late parents show up, or what's up?
Yeah, we had one here till 6, and then I did some emailing, and then I'm out. You know, being the boss, I have responsibilities.
Yes, boss hog. No, that's not a good term. Yep, you're the boss. Okay, drive careful, and watch out for the nuts. I'll see you shortly.
Will do. 887 out.
WSBS 311, standby.
And I got you 887. Also, I was had it in my pocket, and I was actually picking up a pile from my German Shepherd.
Oh, thank you very much for sharing that with us. Nice to hear from you.
Well, I'm not too far. I was wondering how I was coming in because I got a low battery and I was going to see, I just wanted to see how the clarity is if for some reason I couldn't charge, and I want to see how low it can go and I can still, you know, hit that repeater and catch somebody.
Oh, you sound good, real good. I mean, a little hissing here and there, but I'm assuming you're walking, so that might explain that. No, you sound real good. 887, are you still there?
P544, you sound good. It's Sheboygan County, sir.
Thank you for that. If that was for me, I appreciate that. Up there in Sheboygan County, I hear you quite often, and that's awful nice to know that we can reach that far out.
Crystal clear modulation, and as always, a great signal. WRGP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob.
Yeah, 413, sir, about that. I had my scanning going, so I was probably broadcasting on 75 different channels there. Are you still there, 413?
Oh, you got 713 here.
Wow, I'm losing it. I guess I haven't called out for you lately. 713. I'll have to write it on a piece of paper again. So it was no wonder I called out for Denise there and no reply, probably because I was broadcasting on God only knows what frequency there. Go ahead.
Well, I heard her say out, so maybe she was out of range, or if she was driving, or I'm not sure. Is she mobile too?
No, she was probably just playing it smart and putting her walkie-talkie down. She said that she was on it, and the police were nearby, so she's a little on edge there or something. So I wouldn't be surprised. She just laid it down.
I have to say, I was messing with the Odie Master, and I messed up. I did something in the program and wrote it and moved it to the other radio, and all of a sudden everything that I had, everything I had was gone. So I had to go back to my original program one to get all the repeater stuff back in, and then I started all over again, so I got a lot of practice over the weekend.
Yeah, I think you have to have that happen to you at least once to realize it's always a good idea to have a backup file that, you know, you can always, you know, depend on if you do something like that. I've done it more than once, for sure. There was something I meant to ask you, and I don't remember. I think my brain kind of got rattled today. I spent most of the day down at the condo. We had plumbers in the basement with jackhammers just pounding away hour after hour, and yeah, it kind of wears on you. I don't think I'd want to be a jackhammer operator for any length of time.
We did our basement. We wanted to put the shower sink, all the stuff in the shower sink and toilet. We went and rented a jackhammer. I was with John at 10 o'clock in the morning. Got it back, so you figure, what, 10:30? At 10:30 at night, we were putting the cement down for everything that we had done. It was awesome.
Well, you guys do seem to make a good team. I wish I had the talent like that. I certainly don't. So, yeah, good for you. You got her done.
I was probably 20 years younger, too.
Yeah, that's true. John does have a few years there, doesn't he? A few years advantage on us. Hey, while we're on it, you are out walking right now, is that right?
Yes.
So let's flip over to Simplex there for a moment and see how that is working.
Okay. WSBC 713, clear.
Okay, I'm going there now myself, WSBS 311.
This is WRTP 347. Dan, good evening. WRTP 347. Good evening. WRTP 347. Good evening.
WSDY 438, Shepherd, Michigan, on the band.
WSRR 102, check the modulation on this radio. WRXX 102, check in modulation.
Sound and sign to the Detroit repeater, WRYS 363.
I appreciate that call. I hooked up that chirp software, kind of screwed it up there for a minute, I thought, you know. Thank you. WRXX 102, thank you.
Not a problem. WRYS 363, standing by.
Hello.
Radio check. 1-2, 1-2.
WXR. WRXX 13 out inside the house.
438. Yes.
Ain't nothing but a bunch of static out here tonight, that's for sure. How about it, Sheboygan? Bob, you got a copy on this radio tonight?
What, did the repeater fall off the building or what?